good.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola is staying silent on reports that he could soon be arrested. There are claims the Investigating Directorate Against Corruption has issued a warrant for his arrest. Last month, EFF leader Julius Malema told reporters the warrant had already been signed, but said the arrest was delayed after KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi blew the whistle on alleged corruption in law enforcement. When asked yesterday to respond to a Sunday Times report claiming to have seen the warrant, Masemola declined to comment.
Well, I've got no any comment. They must ask those that want to arrest. So, Mina, I've got no comment.
The commissioner also condemned the murders of three police officers in the space of 48 hours. Two cops were allegedly shot by an awaiting trial prisoner they were transporting in Roodepoort on Friday. Another officer was gunned down in the Mpumalanga province on Saturday during an alleged business robbery.
As a last line of defense for the people of this country, must show them that we are in charge. We must go find them wherever they are. I know they're between 7 and 10. We already have one. Let's go and hunt those that are still on the run. We made a reward for 150,000 to anybody that can assist us.
And back home, the Gwaswaimani community near Pietermaritzburg is left searching for answers after a deadly weekend crash. Anastasia Shabalala, a single mother, allegedly lost control of her car on Saturday and reversed off a cliff, falling more than 800 metres. She and 16-year-old Lona Madlala died in the accident. Emergency crews, including a helicopter rescue team, recovered the victims after a local alerted authorities. KZN transport officials have since visited the families to offer counselling while investigations continue. And the presidency says all processes regarding the national dialogue are consistent with the Public Finance Management Act. The upcoming event, set to cost around 700 million rand, sparked outrage from civil society groups who cited the country's financial state. But the presidency says UNISA will host the first national convention on Friday and provide associated goods and services at no charge. Spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says money will be allocated from the budgets of the National Economic Development and Labour Council and the presidency to cover the remaining costs. He says public funds will be monitored.
The reduced cost associated with the hosting of the national dialogue and the funding plan are done with the intention to reduce the cost to the fiscus.
Prominent legacy foundations withdrew from the national dialogue on Friday, citing serious concerns about how the process was being handled. In other news, the ANC Integrity Commission has reportedly cleared Deputy President Paul Mashatile of any wrongdoing over his luxury homes. Mashatile recently came under scrutiny after declaring two properties worth around 65 million rand, which he had previously denied owning. He maintained there was nothing irregular about the properties. Well, the party's Integrity Commission has recommended Mashatile consider using the state houses provided for him in Gauteng and the Western Cape. On the weather front back home, Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 21 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 18. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.